Hello and welcome to the Eating Disorder Therapist Podcast. This is a podcast to help you find peace with food and overcome disordered eating. And I'm Harriet Frew, aka the Eating Disorder Therapist. And I'm so excited to share with you all kinds of stories, tips, information and guest interviews to help you on your journey in finding peace with food. So thank you so much for listening today. Now today I'm going to talk all about body neutrality. And we're going to look at what do we mean by body neutrality. We're going to talk about the difference between body neutrality and body positivity. And then we're going to talk about some practical steps to working towards becoming more body neutral. Okay, so in eating disorder recovery, I know definitely that the body image part of recovery can be extremely challenging. And finding some peace and acceptance with your body can often really lag behind the other progress you might be making. Now, I think this is really understandable because in our culture generally, many people struggle with negative body image, even if you don't have an eating disorder. And it can be hugely challenging not to focus on this. And it's very easy as well to have a high level of connection between your self-worth and how your body looks. That is just the society that we live in. It is sort of toxic diet culture, toxic wellness culture. So it's important to be very compassionate with yourself about this because of it's very unlikely that you're going to suddenly love your body and shed the years of conditioning that you have been exposed to from the culture. It does take time and it's a bumpy old road. But in eating disorder recovery, over time, you can start to dilute the link between self-worth and the size of your body. Now, it may mean for you that this doesn't go away altogether, because I think just because of the culture that we live in, it would probably be completely unrealistic to not have some body size, shape, weight, etc. linked to self-worth, unless our culture drastically changes. However, I do believe it's very realistic to move towards a much more peaceful and accepting relationship with your body. I think that is very, very possible. So there are many different approaches to accepting your body, and you may have heard of body positivity. So this originated from the fat acceptance movement in the 1960s. So the body positivity movement aimed to give a voice to those in marginalized bodies, especially fat, black, queer, and disabled bodies. But as the movement gained momentum, it's lost really its original roots and purpose. So the term body positivity got confused really with body confidence and self-love. And an influx of smaller bodied white women began using the term, and the community it was designed to support actually felt a bit cast out once again. So you probably relate to the use of the word body positive, body positivity from social media and seeing people sort of talk about this quite a lot. So body positivity, I think, was a really helpful step. And I guess it's for you to decide really whether it was a helpful or unhelpful thing that has been kind of taken on more by the masses. I think there's kind of pros and cons of it. But I think what is the criticism often of body positivity is that it doesn't feel attainable or achievable. And some people say as well that it can lead to that sort of toxic positivity, wherein it's unrealistic to completely love or adore the body unconditionally at all times. And it might also make you hide or suppress your true feelings. So if you don't feel that way, it might put you in a place to blame your negative mindset for it. I think it's really tricky because I think so many of my clients have sort of said to me, like, I want to feel more sort of body positive, but I feel, I can't really embrace it, but I feel really bad that I can't. So I think, you know, it can be a bit sort of dangerous here and sometimes just unrealistic. And I think also what's really worth mentioning is for those with chronic health conditions, disordered eating, body dysmorphia or disabilities, the idea of loving your body could be profoundly challenging, something that feels impossible to achieve and then something to beat yourself up for, not very helpful. So this is where body neutrality comes in. So what do we mean by body neutrality? So the term body neutrality is believed to have been coined in 2010 by a treatment program at the Women's Centre for Binge and Emotional Eating in Vermont. The idea behind body neutrality is to help us steer away from self-hate without the pressure of having to love our bodies. Instead, it's about working towards a place of where we respect our bodies, but don't give too much energy to positive or negative thoughts about it. So body neutrality is simply the act of taking a neutral stance towards your body, both emotionally and physically. This means not supporting the hatred towards your body's limitations or investing time and energy to love it either. You can simply be at peace with your body. And hopefully, if you're listening, you may have a reference point of a time when you were younger, and I understand this is not true for everyone, but for some people, they will have a reference point when they were younger where they were just much more naturally body neutral. They weren't really focusing on their body. Their body was just a vehicle for them to be sort of transported around in, not something to focus on, to pick apart and judge. You know, maybe you do have a memory of where you were just living in your body and getting on with your life. And if you have got that reference point, that is really, really helpful because it gives you a kind of glimmer of where you could potentially start moving back towards. Because, you know, as a younger child often, you know, for some of us, I know definitely it's true for me, I was very body neutral as a child. I didn't really focus on my body. My body was just something that enabled me to like do obstacle courses, climb trees, run around. I never gave it any thought until I was a teenager. But I appreciate it's not true for everyone. So no matter your shape, size, color, gender, physical ability or capability, the goal of body neutrality is to help you accept your body as a physical vessel and a small part of who you are rather than this big kind of focus all around your kind of identity, self-worth and appearance. And basically, based on your ability, your body performs several different functions and allows you to live your life through it. So body neutrality asks you to give less importance to day-to-day bodily changes in weight, shape, paying far less attention to all of this. Body neutrality can also help address the stigma and dissatisfaction that is placed on body weight, like too fat or too skinny. A neutral stance could help you judge yourself and others less too. And we can all be kind of susceptible to being judgmental around bodies. Focusing on how the body functions can help get rid of myths and polarizing messages around physical appearance, such as being fat does not equal health, or that being thin does equal health, etc. You know, we have a lot of myths and unhelpful things that we kind of hold on to. And it's also an inclusive approach that recognizes all different types of bodies, including people with disabilities and trans people. So body neutrality doesn't mean you shouldn't care or love what your body looks or feels like. Instead, it takes up the space between self-hate and self-love. It gives you a template to reject labels of any kind and just accept and respect your body for what it does physically and emotionally, serving your day-to-day needs. Being neutral about your body can also give you the opportunity and mind space to cut out the chaotic chatter in your head. This might allow you to dig deep and ask yourself about what triggers your body image ideals and your self-worth. Time for a short advertisement break. Can't gain control with food? Is emotional eating impacting your quality of life and your day? It doesn't have to be your secret that you hide away. You're not alone and it's not your fault. I'm here to help you understand why emotional eating is going on for you and the first steps you can take to start addressing it. Ready to understand emotional eating so you can start overcoming it? Join emotional eating digestive and hormone expert Amber Romagnac for a free masterclass to understand emotional eating. During this 90 minutes, Amber will help you understand why you're stuck in this vicious cycle of emotional eating and the multiple factors of this habit that keeps us going back to food over and over again. Amber will explore the top 10 most common emotional eating triggers, how emotional eating impacts mood, gut, health, hormones, and the number one reason you haven't been able to overcome self-sabotage with food yet. Go to amberapprove.ca/online-programs to sign up. Link is in the show notes. Okay, so let's talk about how we can take some steps towards body neutrality. Number one. Work to appreciate everything that your amazing body can do. Now, obviously, this is so much easier if you are in an able body, if you are healthy, if you're not suffering with a chronic condition. But really work to appreciate anything your body can do, whatever situation you're in right now. Think about its amazing physiology. Think about how it can heal itself. Think about if you are able to move and you're able, if you can run or jump or move around, or if you have strength in your body. So really work to appreciate on every little thing your body can do. Number two, stop talking about and participating in diets and wellness. Move instead towards developing a healthy relationship with food and see this as a cornerstone of self-care and diluting the link between weight and worth. And if you're starting out on this journey, you could embrace the 10 principles of intuitive eating. Number three, work to eliminate, not to participate, and to call out fat phobia and weight stigma as you experience it day by day. Now, we still live in a culture where there's so much of this going on. Don't allow jokes or teasing about you or anyone else's weight. And this might mean setting boundaries with friends or family who do this. And I know this can be hard because I think in society still, particularly perhaps with older generations, it's still very normalized. And I guess this is not okay. And I think often people are just really unconscious about the damage that this does, how difficult it can be for people to be on the receiving end of all this stigma and phobia. So if you hear people around you doing this, you know, call them out kindly, educate them, help them to become more conscious. Number four, guard what you see, especially online. You know, limit those social media feeds with before and after photos, fat burning pills, hacks, altered body images, all of that stuff. It doesn't help us move towards body neutrality. Number five as well, focus on your qualities of the qualities about yourself that are independent of your appearance. Now, I think for me, this is one of the things that helps so much because of I am so focused on my purpose, the things that I really enjoy doing, you know, with my kind of business, with my clients, with my training of counselors, with the things that I do in my sort of social life as well, when I sort of delve into kind of parkour or when I'm kind of hanging out with my children. All these things for me are so much more important than what I look like and what my weight is, okay? And actually just by really filling up my life with all of those other things that bring me so much meaning and purpose, it really helps me just to be focusing less on my body. Okay, number six, try body neutral affirmations about how your body serves your needs. You could write these down or say them out loud. So say, for example, my arms allow me to hug others. My hands allow me to stroke my cat. Number seven, wear clothes that make you feel comfortable. There is nothing more triggering for poor body image than wearing clothes that are too tight, that don't fit you. It's just so, so triggering. It does not make you feel good. Okay, so wear clothes that make you feel comfortable. Number eight, exercise for the joy of movement and social reasons rather than burning off calories or focusing too much on how you look. Now, I know for myself, I absolutely love being very bad at parkour and all the fun I have with other people who I'm learning this with, just like challenging myself with new ways of being able to move. I'm not thinking at all about burning off calories or anything. I'm just challenging myself, celebrating the little wins, laughing with other people, so much more important, I think, than, like, you know, focusing on burning off calories and that kind of negative sort of stance towards exercise. And number nine, give yourself grace whilst navigating body neutrality, because you're not going to feel body neutral overnight, okay? We have been indoctrinated from birth in a culture where we are exposed to weight stigma, fat phobia, thin idealization. It's very challenging to change this overnight. But I know for myself, even in the last 5 years and exposing myself to helpful content on social media, exposing myself to a much greater range of bodies as well on social media, embracing intuitive eating, body neutrality, not exposing myself to all those accounts where there's a real focus on before and after and weight and shape, etc., that it's definitely impacted how I view the world and how I view my own body and feeling so much more peaceful. So it's totally possible. It's sometimes a bit of a journey. You might have to just dilute this slowly, all these old messages, but you can really take steps towards becoming more body neutral and feeling much more at peace. So I hope this gives you some inspiration in navigating body neutrality. It does take time. Be kind and compassionate with yourself in the process. So I hope you enjoyed this episode. If you're not following me already on Instagram, do seek me out at @theeatingdisordertherapist_. And for further support with your relationship with food, do go to theeatingdisordertherapist.co.uk. If you enjoyed this podcast, I'd be so grateful if you'd follow, rate and review, as it helps it reach so many more listeners. Thank you so much for listening today, and I look forward to sharing another podcast episode with you very soon.